wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. When words of assurance and certainty are spoken, the question is sounded, who is speaking? For 60 years and more, I have been preaching in no uncertain sound the wonders of God's salvation in Jesus Christ my Lord. Why am I so sure of all this? First, it is backed up by the Bible, which is God's eternal word. Second, it is proclaimed not by any wisdom or education of mine, but by the Holy Spirit of God himself. Third, I have put it to the test and have experienced God's salvation in Christ Jesus, and have found this: when I repented of my sins and called on the Lord Jesus to save me, he became a reality to my soul, for I was in the divine presence of the eternal Son of God. He forgave my sins and spoke peace to my soul. I came to him so hopeless, I was dead in my sins, but at his word I passed from death unto life, and in him I found that everlasting life. I was so helpless and worthless, but he gave me the Holy Spirit as the divine power in my life. I was so ignorant of so many of my needs, but as every need manifested its antagonizing presence, I looked to my Lord Jesus and I found in him the answer to that challenge. Fourth, moreover, I have preached to my fellow men over the world by means of every gadget within my reach. I painted big highway Bible signs. I preached over a vast radio network. I went from town to town preaching Christ over a powerful PA system. I used gospel tents and gospel drive-ins. I went to printing, and every year millions of our Bible books, gospel tracts, and Bible posters go out to the other side of the world and in native languages too. And now the Spirit of God has launched us into this cassette tape ministry so that my very voice is heard. So, when it comes to experience, I have really had it. And what have I found? God's salvation in Christ Jesus my Lord is the one and only answer to the distress of men. Whether rich or poor, ignorant or educated, high or low, red, yellow, black or white, no matter what is their environment or their background, whether in a jail or the judge on the bench, to every man I declare, you are a lost, wicked sinner, and you need the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. And to this I add, he is the answer to your every need in this life, in death, and the life to come, the great eternity. And I have seen men of all classes and kinds put my Savior to the test. They called on the Lord Jesus to save them, and he did. So from over the world, there comes letters of testimony of what the Lord Jesus did for them too. So you see the very good reasons why I preach with positive certainty and with no maybe so about it. But it is death and eternity that become a real challenge, so let me tell you about myself. Let me suppose myself at the gate of heaven. I am challenged by a holy angel. Who are you? What right have you to enter the holy heaven of God? I would reply, I am David Brinkman. I don't wonder that you challenge me, for I was once a wicked sinner going my own way in rebellion against God and his word. I listened to Satan and walked with the world. As one of the wicked, I confess I deserved the wrath of God in hellfire. But my one and only title to heaven is this: the Son of God loved me, and he gave himself for me. My right to God's heaven has been bought by the blood of Jesus. My faith is in his precious blood. The gate of heaven would open wide as I hear, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord." Neighbor, the only ones who enter heaven are those who have confessed they deserve to go to hell and who have repented of their sins. Be sure that you have done this. And the only way into heaven, that holy dwelling of God, is by the blood of Jesus. Have you made that your plea for God's mercy and His salvation? Be sure your faith is in Jesus and in His precious blood that cleanses from all sin. Nothing less would do with God. You can give your money to your church and go through all its ritual, whether Mass or communion, baptism or penance, confession or whatnot, and nothing will avail for your soul before God. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And nothing more is needed. That sacrifice was, as the Bible says, the one sacrifice for sins forever. No works of ours are needed. He alone finished the work that saves once and for all. In the 66 years I have been a Christian, I could fill a book with what I have done in serving the Lord Jesus and the ministry of the gospel. But not all of that, nor any of it, could atone for my soul. Neighbor, nothing less will do. Only the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and nothing more is needed, for He finished the work. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself for our sins. If on that altar of Calvary there could have been laid every animal and every man, together with every planet of God's universe, it would not equal that one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God's Son, for He is over all, God blessed forever. Be sure your confidence and your faith is in Jesus and in His finished work alone, nothing less and nothing more. Amen.
Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me.